Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
And then when Miss Landers came back in the classroom, Judy Hunter gave her a list of everybody who talked while she was out. And Miss Landers tore it up without even looking at it.
Well, that was very nice of Miss Landers.
Well, Beaver, it sounds as though you're quite fond of Miss Landers.
I'll say. She's the neatest teacher in the whole school. She's got a brother who's an airplane pilot, and she can get knots out of shoestrings without even using her teeth.
That's a very handy thing to know.
Our best teacher's Mr. Wilson. Once in English class, he read us a whole big thing out of Mad Magazine.
As an illustration of modern satire?
No, he just thought it was funny.
Miss Landers is even better than that. She once took our whole class to a Chinese restaurant.
Well, that was certainly nice of Miss Landers.
Yeah, she's real neat. I wish I could do something for her sometime.
Miss Landers is a new teacher. She must be quite young, huh?
No, she's pretty old. When she was a little girl, they didn't even have television. Well, I gotta be going. This week I'm on a chalk committee. Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad.
Bye.
I gotta get going, too. Hey, Dad. What did people do before they had television?
Well, they went to the theater, to plays, and read books. They went to libraries, museums.
Oh, they just goofed around, huh?
Yes, they just goofed around. Bye, Wally.
So long, Ma. So long, Dad.
Bye, Wally.
Ward, I wish we could do something nice for Beaver's teacher.
Yeah. Of course, in my day, the families in town used to invite the teacher over to dinner. I guess it was more or less to make up for the miserable salary.
Did you ever have your teacher over?
Yeah, we had Mr. Kilmer over once. He was our math teacher. Turned out he had a very fine tenor voice. After dinner, my mother played the piano, and he sang "I'm Just Wild About Harry." Somehow, algebra never seemed such a chore after that. I'll be home early.
Bye, dear. Landers is in yet. I wonder if I could speak to her, please.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
But that's much better, boys and girls. I hope you do that well for Dr. Wade on Monday. Yes, Judy?
Should I thank Superintendent Wade for listening before or after we sing?
After, Judy.
Yes, Miss Landers.
Larry?
Should I really sing Monday, or should I still just make my mouth go?
Well, Larry, you're improving, but I think we'd better wait till Superintendent Wade's next visit before you really sing.
Yes, Miss Landers.
Remember, the boys are to wear white shirts on Monday.
Yes, Miss Landers.
Fine.
Good afternoon, Miss Landers.
Bye-bye. Have a nice weekend.
See you Monday.
Oh, Theodore. Would you stay after class, please?
Miss Landers?
Yes.
Boy, Beaver, where'd you go for now?
Have a nice weekend, Miss Landers.
Thank you, Larry. Theodore, would you close the door, please?
I wonder what Beaver did.
I'll bet he did something terrible, and they're gonna expel him from the whole school.
Go on, Judy.
I'll bet he did. Are you coming, Larry?
No, I'm gonna hang around and see if there's any yelling.
Well, Theodore, don't look so worried. I just wanted to talk to you.
But, gee, Miss Landers, I haven't done anything.
Well, I know you haven't, Theodore. I wanted to thank you and your mother for inviting me to dinner tonight.
Oh.
It was very sweet of you to have your mother invite me.
Are you really coming to our house?
Well, yes. And I'm looking forward to it.
You're quite welcome, Miss Landers. Thank you, Miss Landers.
Hey, Beaver, what did she do to you?
Nothing, Larry.
Then how come you look like she did something to you?
She just wanted to tell me what a good singer I was.
Hey, Beaver. Next to me, you're the worst singer in the whole class. What did she really want?
If I tell you, you promise you won't tell anybody?
Gee, Beaver, have I ever told on you before?
Sure, a couple of thousand times.
But that was before I got to be your best friend.
But what if I told you, and what if we had a big fight? You'd go and tell everybody.
Okay. Okay, then don't tell me. Yes, Beaver?
Well, my mother invited Miss Landers to dinner.
To eat?
Sure. You can't invite somebody to dinner without letting them eat.
Boy, Beaver, this could be the worst thing that ever happened to you in your whole life.
Well, I knew it could be, but I didn't know why yet.
Because when the other guys hear about it, they're going to say you're just trying to be the teacher's pet.
But gee, Larry, you're not going to tell them.
Oh, that's right. But look at all the other junk that could happen. What if your mom cooked her something that gave her toenail poisoning?
Gee, I don't think my mom would poison a teacher.
Well, yeah, but what if your dad hit his finger or something and said a bad word in front of Miss Lynn?
Well, he wouldn't do that. He doesn't even say bad words in front of my mother.
Okay, but what if you put your elbows on the table or she fell and broke her leg? To get even, I'll bet you she'd flunk you in every subject you got. You better tell her not to come.
Gee, Larry, I can't do that. But listen, Larry, you promised not to tell any of the guys.
Well, sure, Beaver, sure. I'm your pal.
Thanks.
Boy. Yeah.
You gonna walk home, Larry?
No, I gotta go back to the gym and get my sneakers.
Well, I'll see you, Larry.
I'll see you.
Oh, hi, Whitey.
I thought you went home with Beaver.
I forgot my sneakers.
Hey, Whitey, I know something that you don't know.
I'll bet you don't.
I'll bet I do. I know what happened with Beaver and Miss Landers.
What happened?
I can't tell you.
See, you don't know.
Oh, I don't, huh? Well, just listen to what that dumb Beaver went and did. He told his mother.
Well, I got fire started. Anything else I can do?
Yes, you can get these olives out of this bottle.
Dear, do you think this whole thing's a good idea?
Of course it is. Didn't you have your teacher come to dinner? And didn't he get up and sing, "I'm just wild about Harry"?
Yeah, but if I were you, I wouldn't expect anything like that out of Miss Landers.
Now, Ward.
Oh, here, have an olive. I understand they have a calming influence.
Hey, Wally, what are you doing just lying there?
Well, I'm not doing anything. I'm just lying here.
You wouldn't want to take a bath, would you?
Well, now, why would I want to do that? Coach made us take a shower after practice.
Gee, it wouldn't hurt you to take another one. I found a soap in the linen closet. I thought you might want to use it.
Gee, Beaver, that stuff smells like flowers.
Well, it wouldn't hurt you to smell like flowers just for one night.
Cut it out, Beaver. This is your teacher. Why should I have to smell good?
Gee, Wally, I'd take an extra bath for you sometime if it was important enough.
Okay, okay.
Well, Wally, would you put your new suit on?
Gee, Beaver, just because I'm being a nice guy, you don't have to walk all over me.
Thanks, Wally.
Gee, a whole quarter, Larry? I don't think it's worth it.
ever see a teacher eat before?
Well, okay.
Do you guarantee positive that we'll see Miss Landers over at the Beaver's house?
Sure, I guarantee it. Do you think I'm the kind of guy who would double-cross a friend?
Oh, dear, would you take these outside?
Yeah, sure.
Who gave us these silly-looking bowls?
Your mother.
Oh, they're charming, aren't they? Well, you dressed already, Beaver?
Yeah, Dad, how do I look?
Well, you look just like a perfect little gentleman.
You want to smell me?
No, I'll do that later.
Okay.
Nothing in here could poison anybody, could it, Mom?
Why, of course not, Beaver.
Larry said Miss Landers might eat something and get toenail poisoning.
You mean ptomaine poisoning?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, he said if she got it, she might get mad and flaunt me and stuff.
Look, Beaver, everything is going to be all right. Now, you go on out and see how your father's doing.
Okay, Mom. Anything burning, Dad?
No, everything's great, Beaver.
Would you do me a favor, Dad?
Sure, babe.
Well, tonight, while you're cooking, well, if you burn your hand, would you not please use any of those words?
What words?
Those words I'm not supposed to say.
Don't you worry about that, Beaver.
If you have to say something, just say out you something. Then, Dad, when dinner's ready, would you please not haul your soups on?
Beaver, you can count on me. Anything else?
Yeah. Would you please not wear that funny apron that says Chief Cook and Bottle Washer?
All right, Beaver. I only wore that once because your Uncle Billy gave it to me.
Beaver, look, I know you're a little on edge because Miss Landers is coming.
But don't let her worry. Everything works out all right.
It does, Dad?
Sure it does. Why, when your mother and I were first married, we invited the man I worked for home to dinner. Well, I was so nervous that I was carving a ham, and I dropped the whole thing right in my lap. It fell down on the floor, and I reached down.
Oh, gee, Dad, oh, gee! Come on! What are you doing to him?
He's a little upset about something.
Gee, Mom, it's going to be awful. Dad's going to spill all the food in his lap, and I'm going to be thrown right out of school.
Beaver, everything's going to be all right. Nothing's going to go wrong.
Mom! Dad! She's here! She's here!
Well, go on, Beaver. Let her in.
Gee, Mommy, got your apron on. Dad, your face. Lick your fingers or something.
Hey, you got charcoal on your cheek.
Oh.
Go on, Beaver.
Huh?
Mm-hmm, fine.
Well, good evening, Theodore.
Good evening, Miss Landers. This is where I live when I'm not in school.
Oh. How do you do, Miss Landers? I'm Ward Cleaver.
He's my father.
How do you do, Mr. Cleaver?
And this is my mother.
Oh, it's nice to see you again, Mrs. Cleaver. So nice that you could come.
Well, I've certainly heard a lot of wonderful things about you, Miss Landers.
Oh. Would you like Beaver to put your sweater in the hall closet?
Well, I... It's all right, Miss Landers. No one will swipe it.
Thank you, Beaver.
Come on in.
We're barbecuing tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, how do you like your steak?
Well, medium is fine.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'd better go see how they're doing.
Won't you sit down? I have some hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, wonderful.
Beaver, you stay here with Miss Landers, and I'll be right back. Excuse me.
Well, Beaver, you certainly look nice this evening.
Thank you, Miss Landers. You look good, too. Well, I never saw your arms before.
Your mother and father are charming.
Oh, yes. They learned that at college.
Well, Beaver, how do you like school this year?
I like it fine. Thank you, Miss Landers. Well, I'd like to present my brother Wally. He's a sophomore in high school, and he took a bath.
How do you do?
How do you do, Wally?
He's taking Spanish.
Oh,
¿Habla usted español?
Well, yeah, some of the words, but I feel kind of funny talking it.
Here we are.
I hope you like these.
Oh, thank you.
Wally?
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Beaver?
Thank you.
Well, Mrs. Cleaver, you certainly have two very nice boys.
Thank you.
Miss Landers.
Yes, Wally?
Is it true that Andrew Johnson was the only president ever to be impeached?
Yes, I believe he was.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Don't we have a parent teachers meeting coming up?
Oh, yes, it's the first Tuesday of next month.
Okay, folks, come and get it. Soup's on.
Beaver, take Miss Lander's arm.
But gee, Mom, she doesn't have any clothes on it.
In those days, there were trolley tracks right down the center of Grant Avenue.
Really?
Yeah, we used to play baseball where the new department store is.
When we got married, we lived on Maple Avenue. That was considered way out of town.
I remember when they took the eagle off the old bank building. They were afraid it was going to fall down and hit somebody.
Miss Landers?
Yes, Beaver?
Would you like another glass of water?
No, thank you, Beaver. And you don't have to raise your hand.
This sure is a neat hiding place, Larry. I told you it was waiting.
Mr. Cleaver, this steak is delicious. You're quite a cook.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate your saying that in front of Mrs. Cleaver. Let me get you another piece of steak.
Oh, no, I couldn't do it.
Oh, what's the matter, Beaver? You look peculiar.
Oh, I think a piece of my milk got stuck in my throat. Hey, look now, she's eating an onion.
Yeah, boy, how about that?
What are those things hanging from her ears?
They're earrings.
Boy, what's a teacher doing wearing earrings?
Here, let me get you another piece.
Oh, no, really, this is fine.
Oh, of course you could have more.
This isn't worth a quarter. I want my money back.
Me too. Nothing good is happening.
Well, come on, guys. Let's wait till dessert.
Nah, let's just see her eating dessert.
Well, after dessert, she might even smoke.
Smoke? You mean like a cigarette?
Sure.
Boy, that'll be worth a quarter to see that.
Oh, now, please let me help you.
Oh, no, thank you. Wally and Mr. Cleaver, real good kitchen help. You just stay here and talk to the Beaver.
Well, all right.
Would you like to eat your dessert in the house?
No, thank you.
But, Beaver, what do you think we should do about those boys up in that tree?
You mean you saw them?
Oh, quite a while ago.
Well, I didn't have anything to do with it, Miss Landers. Really, I didn't.
I know you didn't, Beaver.
Hey, what do you suppose they're talking about? They started to whisper.
I don't know, but I wished I wasn't here. Toes.
Where?
There, coming right out of her shoes.
Uh-oh, here they come.
Boy, we're in real trouble now.
Larry, Whitey, Gilbert, would you please come down? All right, now what were you doing up in that tree?
I don't know.
You were spying on us, weren't you?
Larry sunk it up.
Larry thought it up. And just why, Larry?
Gee, Miss Landers, none of us ever saw a teacher eat before. He charged us each a quarter.
Boys, do you think it was nice trying to spoil a very pleasant evening I was having here with Beaver and his parents?
No, Miss Landers. Now we're gonna really get it.
Well, what's going on here?
Why, nothing, Mr. Cleaver. Three of my boys just dropped by to say hello to me.
Oh. Well, hello, fellas.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Well, maybe they'd like to join us for dessert. How about it, boys?
Well, I think that would be very nice, Mr. Cleaver.
June, three more desserts. Come on, fellas. Come on.
Boy, Miss Landers, that sure was needy.
Well, Beaver, I think I can understand why they were there. Sometimes it's hard for little boys to realize that a teacher thinks and acts like a real person.
Yeah, boy, you sure acted like a real person tonight.
Ward, I thought the evening went off just fine.
Yeah, I can certainly understand why Beaver's so fond of Miss Landers.
We both stayed on our best behavior.
Yeah. Not once did I utter so much as an ouch.
And I didn't cook anything that gave her toenail poisoning.
So I wonder where those three boys came from.
I don't know. I didn't see them arrive or anything. It was just as though they dropped right out of the sky.
Well, there's something odd about it. Larry only ate one dish of ice cream.
Why? That's some teacher you got there, that Miss Landers. She caught those guys up in the tree. And she didn't do anything.
Yeah, but I'd hate to be Larry and feel like he's going to feel.
Yeah. You know, it's funny about teachers. Some of them punish you by sending you to the principal's office, keeping you after school and stuff. But then there's some that can just punish you by being nice.
Next on TV Land, episode 88 of Leave It to Beaver, Beaver's Fortune. And Leave It to Beaver certainly did make a fortune. It's run in syndication for decades, and it's estimated to have been seen in over 80 countries around the world.